Blog Talk Radio.
In the night, I hear him talk, the coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless. How could you be so heartless? How could you be so heartless?
Shit, I kill a fool, energetically lyrical. Scientists gotta measure my bars and kilojoules. Oh, I'm back getting my thug on. Kanye, this beat too hard for a love song. Yeah, I rip a mic cause I spit it right. Play Superman and get Lex Luthor with kryptonite. Yikes, better choose how you pick your fight. Cause you don't wanna be next motherfucker I victimize. I run rap laps around you little guys. You are just an artist, I'm a motherfucking enterprise. You ain't no boy ass damn big.
You'll never find nobody better than me.
Born like 23, bomb moody crowd with a mic, I use telepathy. I simplify my flow like sesame. ST dot for you dumb dumbs especially. Oh, I can bring it back up to where it happened to be, but that level to turn your lights off like 30p. I'm so free as a prison release state. Words as colorful as a Thanksgiving dinner plate. Hey, the world's getting more colder each day. Let me explain on the new page. A little boy lost his hope, lost his soul. Crack baby, mama kicked him out of 12 years old. Whoa, my ball black, strung on dope. Forgetting the fact of baby boys out in the cold. On his own, alone, in the darkness. Damn, ma,
how could you be so heartless?
No matter what you say to me, you can never ever hurt my soul. As long as I got the man above, I don't need platinum, no gold. With the nation's capital, and we go hard. Go hard, y'all. Let me take my shirt off right quick. Get comfortable right quick. I got something to say, man. Check it. Mr. Bush, I come to an understanding that you are the most hated man on the planet. Congratulations. I hope you feel special, seeing as though most people consider you the devil. You really fucked us, you all embezzled. I turned your back on pretending like fuck all of you niggas. We ain't gonna talk about that World Trade shit. You knew in the first plane hit, but you ain't say shit. I must admit though, you all kind of slick though. In the midst of this, you made a whole lot of chips, yo. I'm like, wow, it's amazing how soon as you roll out, gas prices go down. Keep your eyes open, people. This is one of the many Jews I feed you. Nothing's coincidental. This motherfucker made a fortune on being evil. Damn, what a perfect plan, right? To have a black man in office, to pick up all the slack you started. Damn, Bush.
How could you be so heartless?
Yeah, man, it's your girl. She likes live in the building, shutting it down all day, every day, like I always do, man. And today we're going to have one of the hottest CEOs in the industry that got the hottest clothing line, Strictly Bump One. We're going to be interviewing your man, Bump, live in the building. Shout out to Gang Face. Shout out to Exclusive Fashion and Furs for providing this interview. Shout out to DJ Finesse. Shout out to the Street Queens, the Movement. Shout out to all my people that's doing they want to. I'm about to quickly pay my bills, you know what I'm saying, like I always do. And you know what I'm saying, when we pay my bills, then we can go ahead, you know, and do that one too. Check this one out.
Yeah, this is your girl, Lushy Lush. And I'm just telling you, man, if you want nothing but the exclusive fashion, nothing but custom-made jackets, from furs to shoes to boots, anything you want to make you feel sexy, we have exclusive fashion and furs. Yeah. Holla exclusive fashion and furs at www.myspace.com. Exclusive fashion, the number 4, real. Or www.myspace.com/PotterJoh, PotterJoh. Or call them at 860-777-6578. And baby, if it's not exclusive, it's not fashion.
Yeah, 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 man. You know how it is, man. Lushy Lush live in the building, shutting it down, man. Yeah. You know, I just want to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to all my people out there, man. Lushy Lush, the people's voice. I do it for the people. I don't do it for myself. I do it for the people. Shout out to all them little kids that's getting a Christmas present. Shout out to all the kids, you know what I'm saying, that's out there. You want to get a Christmas present because either Street Queens donated or some organization donated to make sure that every little kid out this year has a smile on their face this Christmas. You know what I'm saying? It's so many people that pulled in together this year to make little children happy out there on this Christmas season, you know. So shout out to all my little kids out there in the projects, you know, in the hoods, in the suburbs, everything. You know, shout out to all my little kids out there. Shout out to all my people. You know what I'm saying? Today, you know what we're going to do. We're going to have one of the hottest exclusive interviews going down on Lush Radio. First one exclusive with your man, Bump, one of the hottest CEOs in the area, doing his 1-2. Man, this man got one of the hottest clothing lines everywhere, man. You know what I'm saying? You want to see what new money look like, new money? You want to see what hot fly varsity jackets look like? You want to see some hot fly jeans? You want to see some stuff that, I mean, blazing the runways, man, that's about to explode more hotter than it ever was in 09? Y'all need to come and log on to www.strictlybump1.com, man. We about to go to the lines and bring your man in. And the 20th caller receives a free pair of Rudy Shades, man, for real. That's how we do, man. Going to the lines. Yo, what's up, my dude?
Lush, what's good? What's good? What's poppin'?
Ain't nothing much, fam. Ain't nothing much, fam. You know, digging in the scene on the gangster lane like I always do. You know.
That's what's up. Always on your grind, Lush. Always on your grind.
Got you, man. I got something for you, big bro. I got something for you, big bro. That's a Lush Radio welcome.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
That's what it is, man. They always get some right there, man. They don't know what to expect.
Yeah. I appreciate that. I appreciate it.
That's what it is, man. So before we get into the nitty-gritty, man, go ahead and, you know, pay your bills, send your shout-outs and all that, man.
Oh, thank you. First and foremost, let me just say I thank you for the opportunity. I thank you. I appreciate the time that you even given the brand to be a part of the show and what you're building on, because a lot of people don't know. You got some things going on behind the scenes, and I'm not going to put it out there, but the future is really bright for you and stuff, so I'm not going to put all your cards on the table right now, but they'll see it. They'll see what's going to happen in the near future or so. But I really want to thank my man Polo. I'm going to start calling Polo the broker, because it seemed like Polo always connects the right people together. So I'm going to start calling him Polo the broker from now on. Yeah, real talk. And to my whole team, to Paul Rivers, my CFO, to Mark Lugoff, my president, and the whole Strictly Bump One team, and also the street team, because them cats is beasts out there. Like, they all over the place and they're everywhere. If you see them on the YouTube, you see them in the streets. Them cats really do it. So when it comes to marketing, the street team definitely holds us down. And, you know, to my family also.
That's what it is, man. You know how wifey want to be, like, individually acknowledged, right? So, you know, thank you to my wife. Go ahead and do that, son.
Yeah. I like to say thank you to my wife for being patient and allowing me the time to be on the grind 365 every day and all day.
That's what it is. Shout out to Miss Bump, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing out there, you know what I'm saying. So her man, that's what it is, man, because behind every strong man is a strong woman.
Okay.
You
Exactly.
But that's what it is, man. You know, we live here with your man Bump, live in the building, you know what I'm saying, shutting it down. I want to talk to Bump, calling at 347-826-7722. So, Bump, man, you know, what was your inspiration? What inspired you to get into the whole fashion industry, man?
You know, what was crazy is that, you know, I always wore clothes that that people like what I was putting on or so. And they, you know, they just always would come up and ask, you know, what is that you're wearing? Who is that you're wearing? Where did you get that from? And after a while, I just started thinking, like, you know, I need to just create my own, you know, instead of sending them to other places where someone else can probably make money off of me and me not making consulting fees, basically, or so. But, you know, it was a vision that came to me in 1987, and, you know, I said, why not? You know, go ahead and do a clothing line or so. And let me just say, before I go any further, people have to understand there's a difference between a clothing line and building a brand. We're building a brand for Strictly Bump One, but our vehicle at this time is the clothing line itself. We'll go into more things, you know, down the road, the future, the people will start seeing, you know, what it is that what's under the umbrella of Strictly Bump One. But for right now, our focus is really Strictly Bump One, the clothing line itself. So in saying that, you know, I decided, you know, why don't I just start researching the fashion industry after I made up my mind that this is what I want to do. And from 87 to, I would say, wow, like 2004 is when I did all the research. And then 2004 is when we decided to bring the brand out and to introduce it to the public. And ever since then, you know, the response has been great.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. I got a caller on the line, man. I'm about to bring. I wonder if this caller calling about these shades or not. So what's up? 774, what's the deal? 774, you're live on Lush Radio. What's the deal?
What's up, Lushy Lush? It's Felicia, your street queen.
What's up, peace queen? What it do? What it do?
Peace. Happy holiday. I'm chilling, listening to the interview. You know, Strictly Bump One, shout out to you.
Thank you.
For real, I think that, you know, all these independent clothing lines, like, it's so different. Like, I feel like everybody's wearing the same thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's something different. It definitely catch my eye. I saw the ad. I saw those jeans. I didn't get to see any more of the collection. But, you know, I wanted to let you know that, you know, your work is good. And I'll definitely support you because I want to wear something different. You know what I'm saying? And I'm on television, too. By the way, I represent Music Mania Television. Which is the premier destination for New England's urban experience. We do, you know, celebrity interviews, also local hip-hop, you know, positive community action. You know, it's out here in Massachusetts and New Hampshire,
right.
And I'm the host of that show. So, you know, I would love to rock a pair of your jeans, you know. But, you know, I'll link with you on another note, but I just, you know, wanted to commend you and big up and keep on grinding because I definitely hear what you're saying about it, not just being a clothing line, but your own movement, Strictly Bump One. Like, you could do whatever you want in this game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Well,
real.
First, let me just say thank you for taking time out of your life and not out of your schedule to even call up and give us the compliment or so. I'm sure, you know, you can leave your number with Lush. Or you can get a hold of us, call in the office or so, and we can discuss, you know, further. Hopefully we can work together. Let me just say this.
Yeah.
What I like to say to a lot of people is that, you know, your success is my success. My success is yours. So if there's anything that we can do to further your success or to help you grow in your success, then so be it. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be directly. It could be indirectly also. You know, there's enough out here for all of us to attain, and I applaud you for the things that you're doing.
Thank you. I applaud you too. But I mean, it's true. I mean, for one, this is America. There's a lot of money out there. You just got to
exactly.
go get it. And
well, not even America. Just the world itself.
The world itself.
I mean, there's too much to be got. You know, and
yeah,
you know,
so much to be got.
Right.
There's so many people. There's people that have creative minds, and like I said, don't want to just follow the same trends as far as fashion. People, there are people out there that want to, you know, wear new stuff and know what's going on underground, and I just, it's just so great. Like, I love it. I really,
right.
really do.
Right. Thank you. And
it's
you're one of the people that you know, that continue to give us the inspiration. You know, just
mm-hmm.
from your goals and just from your visions. You know, someone
mm-hmm.
like you give us inspiration to do more and continue and stay on track of what we're
mm-hmm.
doing. So,
mm-hmm.
Where are you
based out of?
New York, New Jersey, or so.
Oh, New York, New Jersey. Okay, you're not far.
No.
Okay.
No place is too far from us, and Strictly Bump One is anywhere and everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
as long as they can ship it to you, they'll ship it to you, man.
I hear
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Oh,
wow. If it gets to the point, if I have to bring it myself, I'll bring it myself. So, you know, that's just really, mm-hmm. you know, us showing the brand, Strictly Bump One, showing their appreciation. So I just look at
mm-hmm.
the way that customer service is in this country right now, and
mm-hmm.
we just really want to be A-plus customer service. So if it means that we have to bring it there directly,
mm-hmm.
so be it. You know, as long as it's not, you know, $10, then we won't bring it there. But if it's some place that, you know, that not too far, then so be it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll get it to you or so.
That's what's up, man. Also, Felicia's one of the three queens right there. She's one of my panelists right there doing a 1-2.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you had told me something about them before. So, okay. So, congratulations on that also.
Yeah. You know, we get it in every Thursday, each and every Thursday, Street Queens, the panel.
Well, you have one more listener, and when me being one more, I guess that adds maybe another 10 or plus or whoever else that I know. So you have new listeners now.
That's what's up. And shout out to Polo, for real, Polo Plug.
The broker, exactly.
Yep.
Shout out to Polo, for real. That's what's up.
Polo the broker. All right, I'm getting out of here. You know, much success, and good luck to you, everybody. Have a good holiday.
Thank you, Felicia. Christmas, girl.
All right. All
you
right.
too. Have a safe one also.
You too. Bye-bye.
That's my girl right there, Felicia Sabree, doing a thing out there, man.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, man. I'm telling y'all need to go on www.myspace.com and look at them bulletins and look what Les put up there and check out, you know what I'm saying, Bump One. Bump One got one of the hottest clothing lines out there, man. I mean, from track jackets to varsity jackets to jeans to shirts to all that, man. I'm talking about they make you look sexy, man. And I'm going to tell you something else, man. Yo, I ain't never seen no varsity jacket that got cufflinks on them, son. Check them out.
Yeah, we had to do it, come a little different or so with the jackets. I mean, basically, it's a varsity jacket, but we just wanted to change it or basically remix it or so. And what we did is we just added shirt collars instead of the round neck stretch collars. We added the shirt collars. And we added cuffs, French cuffs to it with cufflinks on it also. So, say for instance, if you decide you just want to go out and be casual, you can wear the jacket either or if you just want to hang out and throw the jacket on. Either way, you know, it fits in whatever situation you're going to be in, you know, at that time.
And that's what's up. And, yo, ladies, they got a cream one, you know what I'm saying, if you're feeling real creamy. And they got that chocolate joint. Just in case you feeling real chocolatey, man. For real, some hot stuff. And yo, and you know Les, you know, put a stamp on it. Les only rocks Strictly Bump One stuff, for real. It's not a game. Come on, holla at your girl. For real.
Yeah, you'll be getting that chocolate you should be getting it next week then, actually.
That's what I'm talking about. Y'all gonna see my pictures, man. Come on, look out for us, real. Man. I'm serious. So Bump, man, you know, your style is unique, it's different, you know, and everything. So, you know, and I know you in the game, and, you know, it's a lot of people that be trying to mimic and stuff, man. What was your biggest adversity that you had to deal with in being in the game, man?
My biggest adversity to establish Strictly Bump One was people just taking me serious or so. People just taking the clothing line serious. Because what happens, you know, you may get pigeonholed and people may see you one way. Say, for instance, if you're a janitor, you know, nothing against janitors, but if you're a janitor and you're trying to become a school teacher, you know, people in that school only see you as that janitor. You know, so it's up to you to change your image. It's up to you to change your presentation or so. So if you're a janitor, you have to start dressing as if you're a school teacher, so that way people can start understanding what it is that you're aiming for. So basically, I just had to change my whole image, my whole routine, and just to let people know that, you know, Strictly Bump One, you know, this is what it is, and you know, we're here to stay, you know, and you know, it's really simple. You know, you are, you know, what you think, and you have to see yourself in that first. And once you see yourself in that, then other people will start to see you in that, and other people will start to understand your vision also. I mean, you can tell them, you know, over and over again, you know, for years. But something my father told me years ago before he passed, you know, he passed from cancer. But one thing he had instilled in me was, you know, I'll show you better than I can tell you. You know, so you can waste a lot of energy trying to explain things to people or explain your vision to them, but it's really easy just to show them. And actions speak louder than words, and that's what I ended up doing. So my obstacle was just people taking me serious or so. But I had to take myself serious first. And once I got past that, then everything else was pretty much simple.
That's the truth, big bro, for real, because it's like anybody starting a small business or, you know, starting an empire, it's hard to get other people to see your vision when they can't see the big picture, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's
right.
The truth, man. So what do you think is your biggest accomplishment in 08?
Wow. Our biggest accomplishment in 08. Believe it or not, some people may think it's not as big, but we made it to 106 in Park. You know, we just had Terrence wearing our track jacket last Friday or so, and actually that was maybe his third time wearing one of our pieces. And so for 08, that was one of our biggest accomplishments. You know, we basically set out a game plan for the year, which what we also have done for 09. And we look for the tools to attain the goals that we set, and that was one of our goals. And I think that was one of our biggest goals. So, you know, just to be able to get on 106 in Park, and not only to get on there one time, but to get on there a couple of times or so. I would say that's pretty much one of our proudest moments. Or so, with other things, but you know, the other things I think was more, you know, more intimate or so. But for the public, the biggest was the 106 in Park.
That's what's up, because Terrence and Roxy, they getting their little shine and stuff. So that's a big, you know what I'm saying, the entire world is seeing Terrence rocking that track jacket. So that's a big move right there, you know.
I think everyone over at 106 in Park, everybody at BET, I think Lindsay, Ty, Tex, the whole crew, you know, for their support and everything, you know. But, you know, basically it's just you just have to really believe in what you're doing. You know, I once heard that, you know, if you focus on one thing long enough, your family can eat off of it for the rest of their lives, you know.
Wow.
And with Strictly Bump One, you know, we're making it a generational brand. It's not something that, you know, you'd probably be able to wear just this year or next year. So, you know, I look at one of my biggest role models is Diane von Furstenberg. I mean, the one that invented, that came out with the wrap dress. I mean, to see what she started off and end up at, and then to be where she's at now, you know, it's just, you know, the journey, you know, I'm in love with her journey. And someone also just like Puff, you know, to come from what he was doing and to be able to get the CFDA award, which is the Oscar for fashion. You know, those that don't know. So even for him to even get that, an Urban line to even receive that award, you know, that's pretty big, and that's our next goal. We're going after that award, you know.
That's what it is, and I wish you much success on that award, big bro, because really you're doing a lot of positive things with it. And, you know, another thing, people, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people, you know, they get in the game and, you know, they forget where they came from and this, that, and the third, and, you know, they start getting big-headed. But big bro right here, Bump, is not like that, you know. He always gives back. And you know what I'm saying? That's the whole reason why Lush Radio supports their movement and everyone else should support their movement, because Bump One, strictly Bump One, is a fashion statement that has a positive movement behind that. And tell people that, man.
You know, it's really nothing extra. You know, it's just part of my makeup, which is part of strictly Bump One's makeup. You know, just to give back. You know, I'm at a point in my life where, you know, that's what's so important to me, being able to give back. And, you know, again, you know, my father passed from cancer. And, you know, the last thing I told him on his deathbed, excuse me, the last thing I told him, you know, that we'll be okay, you know, and he took his last breath. So in saying that, you know, the clothing line is a business, but it's more personal to me, because me making that promise to him, you know, I have to do the things. I have to make it possible in order for me to keep that promise to him. And for instance, what we did this year, we gave away, I think, over 15 bikes to the kids or so. We did a block party out in Harlem and 125th Street Magic Johnson Theater, and we gave away, I believe, over 15 bikes, I believe it was, or so. And then also in conjunction with that was in conjunction with Video Music Box. Shouts to Ralph McDaniels, and shouts to Ray DeJean. Cass definitely always supporting us. And we did another event with Talent, the comedian Talent. We did another event in Mount Vernon where I was raised for a period of time in my life. I grew up in the Bronx, 174th Street, Hoe Avenue, and Katona and all that. Shout out to everybody in the BX. So it's just really just giving back. And by any avenue that I can do it, then, you know, so be it.
That's what's up, man. That's why I support you 100% in what you're doing, man, for real, because a lot of people don't give back, and that's the problem with us. If we can rotate our money within our own community at the same time that they pull the money out and support other things that's frivolous than supporting your own people,
right.
You know, or just supporting, you know, good people that's doing positive things, you
right.
know, we would get a lot further than where we are now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point of the matter. So what do you see in the future of Bump One, strictly Bump One?
Like I said, you know, we're definitely going after that CFDA award, but I know that's going to take some time because we're still growing. We have a lot of growth in front of us. You know, we're adding to the team with new designers, new graphic artists, new fabrics that we're trying out. So, you know, the future is bright. You know, it's I'm just really anxious to see what's coming or so. I believe, you know, from my vision, I know what's coming. I think I know what's coming, but I'm just really excited. Sometimes I can't even sleep because I can't wait for the next day to get here.
I feel you. That's how I feel sometimes when I'm thinking about Lush Radio and this whole idea, man.
Right.
Teach
right.
the world through music and let, you know, let a platform for people to be heard, like, you know, strong business owners and entrepreneurs, you know, like people like you, like Paul, like everybody that's really, you know, rocking with the kid, you know, to get their platform right here, man.
Right.
You know, if you don't support
right.
the people, how can they support you? You
right.
know?
Right. I mean, you know, what's the point in attaining everything? You know, you're going through the cars, the, you know, the whips, you know, the homes and all that stuff. Like, what's really the, you know, the point of attaining all that stuff, you know, when you can't even share it with people, or you can't even show people directly or indirectly how to get it also. You know, like, you know, how can you be blessed with, you know, basically I feel like this. Every single one of us has a blueprint when we're born, and it's up to us to define what that blueprint really is. I don't know what my blueprint is, but I'm enjoying the process of finding out, you know, and as I find out, you know, I'm really feel like, you know, I'm the luckiest man, or maybe even the most blessed man in the world or so. And I'm not, you know, trying to take it, you know, as a holy roller to anyone that's listening or so, but I just think it's important that, you know, for us to be aware that, you know, the things that we attain, you know, there's nothing wrong with showing someone else how to attain it, or also sharing it with other people. I mean, I'm not walking out the house giving up $100 every time I bump into somebody. I ain't trying to be broke. You know what I mean? But you know, I just think it's really important, you know, to share maybe some time, maybe financially if you can. If you can't, then maybe just what you have learned from someone else, just passing it on and stuff, you know, because what I've learned today, I could pass to someone else, and they can just make it even what they can do with it will be probably crazier than what I can even imagine or so, you know. But you have to pass it on. You can't. I think you're blocking your own blessings if you're trying to hold on to what someone else has given to you or so, you know, and not pass it on to someone else.
And that's true, big bro. And on that note, I'm about to bring in another caller. Hey, big bro.
Okay.
Hitman, you're live on Lush Radio with your man, the CEO, the big boss, Bump, of Strictly Bump One. What it do? Hitman. The Hitman? Hello? Oh, you just listening. Okay. They hit me in the chat room. Said they was just listening.
Okay. That was up. Well, what's up to you, Hitman, anyway, since he's listening? What's good?
They said, what's good, Hitman? Shout out to the Hitman, man, for real.
Okay. Peace, Hitman.
Oh, they said you a good brother, dog.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Shout out to the Hitman and the guests that are inside the chat room listening to the show. Shout out to y'all. Y'all doing that one, too, man. So, man, you know, so how did you get up with your man, Mr. Front Cover Man, Mr. Polo? How you get up with that dude?
The broker?
The broker.
Polo's a good dude, man. You know, it's wild. I've always said that someone is always watching you. You know, when we started Strictly Bump One, I sat down and I had about maybe five people, the team that I wanted to put together, because in their own individual lives, I respected their grinds. So when we sat down at our very first meeting, I had said that, you know, someone will be watching us from beginning till the end or so, or whenever the end is, or whatever the end is. And not realizing, Polo ended up following us almost from day one or so, because one of our models, him and Polo knew each other, and he started seeing our models wearing the products, you know, out and about and everything, and he started seeing our ad campaigns or so, and I was so it took me back for Polo to let me know that he had our very first ad campaign, our flyer. So that just showed that I didn't know Polo from Adam, you know, but it shows that people are watching you and you have no idea, you know. But to answer your question, believe it or not, we met on MySpace. You know how, you know, people hit each other with friends and stuff like that, and I think it's, you know, it's a good tool if you use it in the right way. You know, just like all the other sites out here. But we got to talking or so, or he even contacted one of the people on MySpace with us or so. But anyway, we got to talking, and next one thing led to another thing or so, you know, and he showed me what he was doing, and I respected his grind. I respected his talents, And, I mean, Polo's a genius when it comes to designing and stuff. I mean, he has some, wow, he got some mean stuff. You know, I almost got mad at him. But real talk, you know, that's how we met and we formed a relationship and I hope the relationship, you know, will last for a long time or so. You know how they say some people come in your lives for different reasons and stuff like that, but I hope Polo, you know, didn't enter my life and I didn't enter his just for a short period of time because he's a good dude from what I can see. He's a good dude, and I hope we, you know, we'll be there for each other for a long time or so. And you know, he broke it our deal. He broke it me and you linking up or so. And now that's why I call him the broker, you know. And then what's funny is that Polo's the type where he'll step in a situation, he'll put it together, and he'll step right back out. You know, he's not stepping in. You know what I mean? You know, real talk. You know, Polo don't step in and say, all right, well, I need a cut for this and I need a cut for that. You know, Polo's gonna put that together and he's gonna step out and say, you guys do what y'all do. You know, uh-huh. So I can respect him for that, you know.
Uh-huh. And that's what he does, and I gotta send a shout out to Polo again, because that's my big brother doing this thing. And
yeah.
On that note, real quick, I gotta play this joint and I'm gonna come right back, big bro, all right?
Okay, I'm here.
All right.
This interview has been sponsored by Exclusive Fashion and Fur. Remember, if it's not exclusive, then it's not fashion. Call them at 860-777-6578.
We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
Yeah, 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 man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, and you already know, man. You know we having your man, the hottest CEO in the game, your man Bump from StrictlyBump1.com. You know what I'm saying? www.strictlybump1.com. Log on to it, man. Exclusive, the hottest fashion out there doing that 1-2. And shout out to my man, Mr. Polo, Mr. Front Cover, man. Exclusive fashion and furs. If it's not exclusive, it's not fashion. We doing that 1-2. Calling at 347-826-7722. And talk to your man, Bump, man. We got 8 more minutes live on the show. So you got a couple of minutes to call in, man, and talk to your man, Bumpity Bump, Bump, Bump. It's Strictly Bump One. Hey. Bump, Bump. Bump. What's up, player?
What's good, Lush? What's good, man? I'm enjoying my time or so. I'm enjoying, you know, sometimes we can talk for about 3 or 4 hours and don't even realize it.
Bump, tell them cash this out there for all them listeners and everybody out there and for the bloggers that's going to download this and share this with their friends, man. Tell them where they need to cop this hot, sexy, tantalizing, delectable fashion from, dog.
You can go to we have a location on 125th Street, 457 West 125th Street in New York. It's called Uptown Flavors. You have another location in New Jersey, the Nullen, New Jersey, close to Plainfield and Piscataway. It's called Mr. T's. I believe that's North. What is that? Is that North Avenue or North Street or so? Mr. T's and all the other locations, you can call our toll-free number at 1-888-286-7158. That's 1-888-286-7158. And we can direct you to a location near you or so. And if it's not one near you, then, you know, go in that store and tell them they need to get some Strictly Bump One up in here. You know what I mean? Strictly Bump One, make a hole. We coming through.
That's what it is, man. Strictly Bump One, y'all need to, you know, y'all got stores right now. You're listening, man. Y'all need to cop some of that Strictly Bump One and put it right there in your store. Stop faking, man. It's the hottest thing that's popping. And you're going to see me with my photos, you know what I'm saying? Rocking at a Hot Bump One, chocolatey, El Chocolatey, chocolatey, that varsity jacket, man. You going to see me, man. You know how I do, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's already in flight.
You know what I'm saying? You hear him? He's so busy. You hear the other phone ringing. Look at that, man. That's that business. That business.
Yeah.
20 hours a day, son.
Yeah, that grind don't stop, man. That grind is jealous, man. She don't want to share your time with nobody, man. You know, let me just say this to anybody that's thinking about getting into any type of business or that has some type of vision, some type of dream or so, just ask yourself a couple of questions so that way you'll be honest with yourself. And you know, ask yourself what it is that I want to do, what it is that I enjoy doing, and I don't have to worry about what time it is or so, because believe me, it's a long haul and it's a lonely haul. You know, you may be doing it by yourself. You know, so I would say, you know, ask what it is that you like to do, what it is that you enjoy doing, what it is that you really love doing, because I love doing what I do. So that's why, you know, there's no time clock on it. You know, I could go all night and it really doesn't matter. You know, ask yourself, what are you willing to sacrifice, you know, to get where you're trying to get to, you know, to see your vision, to attain the goals that you're setting for yourself. And then after that, you know, be honest with yourself, you know, with those answers from those questions. You know, and if the answers is yes, then, you know, so be it. You know, go for what you know, go for broke, you know. But if the answer is, you know, you're not really sure, then, you know, don't do it, because, or at least don't, maybe the time isn't right for you. Doesn't mean that, because 10 years ago, I wasn't ready for the brand, for the line itself. You know, I was ready to understand and to research it, but I wasn't prepared enough to bring the Strictly Pump 1 clothing line out. So I had to understand it in order. And I suggest to anybody, whatever it is that you're getting into, if you're opening up a turkey farm, I don't care what it is, do the research, you know, so you understand the gist of it. You understand what it is that you're getting yourself involved in or so. And then once you're honest with yourself, then, you know, if you think it's right for you, then go for it. You know, don't let no one stand in your way. You know, sometimes it's the closest ones to us. Sometimes it's the ones that don't even know us that may try to block your dream or so. But if it's a dream and if it's that fire is in you, if you believe in it, you know, go for it. But most importantly, don't waste your own time, and also don't waste other people's time. Because if it's not something that you're really serious about, if it's not something that you want to do, I mean, listen, you know, Lush, you go to a whole lot of different gatherings, a whole lot of different meet and greets and all that stuff, and everybody has a business card, and out of maybe 50 people that has business card, just because you have a business card don't mean you're doing business. Anybody can get a business card made up.
It's preacher.
Real talk, you know what I mean? You feel me? Like, you know, everybody can, you know, someone's handing you a business card, but, you know, after you call them, you know, either the number's disconnected or whatever, you know? So if you're serious about it, then go for what you know. You know, I applaud anybody that's going to follow their dreams or so, that's going to go after their dreams or even make an attempt to go after their dreams. But just don't waste somebody else's time, because at the same time, you're wasting your own time too, because you're not being honest with yourself.
And that's the truth, Big Bruh. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't say it no better than the way you just said it just now, Big Bruh, for real.
Yeah,
some people, so many people get caught up in thinking they know about business or fronting like they have a business when they really haven't done their research.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can look the look, but, you know, when it comes to actually getting down with the get down, don't play yourself for a fool, man.
Right.
For real.
Right, because you'll be found out one way or another. So either you'll be found out, you know, a year later or maybe 5 years later. But one way or another, you know, they'll find out whether you're really real or not, you know. I mean, it's really that simple. You know, just be true to yourself, and then everything else, you know, will follow. So, you know, see your vision first. And there's a book that I was reading, and it's like it said, you know, what you think in your mind, you can hold in your hand, you know, and it's really that simple. You know, but just be honest with yourself. You know, is this what I really want?
And that's the truth, man. That's the truth. And like I said, man, people, if you really, really, really want to do something, man, put your heart into it. If you really going to do it, go hard. Go hard.
Right,
like,
right.
You know, don't sit there and wait for nobody. You don't want to blame somebody else for your mistakes. Take full responsibility for your stuff and go hard with it. Go hard.
Right.
Put your all into it. Don't half step. Don't put out a product that you know is some garbage. Put
right.
out something that you really put 100% in, man. For real.
Right. And, you know, I was reading Russell's book. He has a book called Do You. And one of the biggest things, we discussed this before, but one of the biggest things I got out of Russell's book was don't wait for someone else to put you on. Put yourself on. You know, everybody is waiting for someone to either back them or someone. Everybody's waiting for somebody to sign me to a record label or whatever. So form your own label. That's what Russell did. They formed Def Jam when nobody else wouldn't do it for them. You know, when nobody else wanted to do a clothing line, they formed Fat Farm. You know, I take my hat off to the Dapper Dans. You know, which I even got advice from Dapper Dan. That was part of my research. I still get advice from Dap every once in a while. But make your own lane. You know, if all the other lanes is crowded, you know, too many other people, there's too many lines in that lane, or too many record labels in that lane, too many TV shows in that lane, then form your own lane. So, you know, do you. You know, don't worry about what somebody else is doing. Do you, because if you worry about what somebody else is doing, that's just really wasted energy. You know, take that energy and direct it towards what it is that you're doing. You know, I think I may have to just put that on my tombstone or something. Like, I mean, that's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Like, don't wait for somebody else to put you on. Put yourself on. That's crazy.
And that's the other thing about it. Like, that for, you know, to just do a comparison. Look at your man Ludacris, man. Ludacris
right.
had his tape on Puffy's table, a lot of people's table. Ain't nobody
right,
was giving
right.
no play. It
right.
wasn't his time yet to shine. So,
right.
you know, he for nobody put it. He formed DTP, got
right,
his stuff
right.
together, you know, did his thing, and now everybody want him to do, you know, features on his joint. Come on, man.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
You know,
well, I look
right.
at, what's his name? I look at Damon John, you know, from Fubu. You know, them cats, you know, they formed their own lanes. You know,
mm-hmm.
they went in there and they took it and they choked it out. You know, they did what they had to do, you know, from Master P. You know, people don't give Master P the credit that he deserves. You know, he went in there and did what he had. I mean, the deal that he had got, you know, at that time, nobody was getting that deal, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, anybody that you know, that really, you know, believes in their vision, you know, regardless of whatever's going on around them and whatever the what may be facing them ahead or so, but that's just going to stay grounded and stay hard, stay focused, and just going to go head on with it. You know, I applaud them, man. You know, I take my hat off to them. You know, just because it's so easy to get unfocused, it's so easy to get distracted. You know, and to remain that focus, to keep that focus, you know, it's really discipline. You know, you really have to have the discipline to do it.
And that's some real talk right there. And like what you said, Big Bro, that's the whole reason why I created, you know what I'm saying, Lush Radio Online. Like, I always wanted to be a VJ, you know what I'm saying, be
right,
on, you know
right,
what I'm saying, MTV,
right.
be a VJ, or even in the local areas, you know, be an on-air voice. But, you
right.
know, that's what's faking, you know, a lot of propaganda.
Right.
You know,
right.
it wasn't my time. Then when
right,
I realized
right.
it was my time to shine, I did me, you know
right.
what I mean? I
right.
did me.
Right.
I started Lush Radio. You know what I'm saying? I've been grinding since, you know, July this year. It's been popping. I done got, you know, heavyweights under my belt. I'm
right.
getting good righteous coming back and forth my way. And it's
right.
all love. And I show them
right.
the same
right.
love back.
Yeah. Easy, though, because I don't want you, you know, putting too much out there what's about to happen with you. So slow down. Yeah, it's good conversation and stuff, but I don't want you to get ahead of yourself. So.
I'm gonna be quiet. I ain't gonna give them everything.
but my congratulations to you anyway, though. You know what I mean? It's a good look, and you deserve it. And you know what you get is what you put out there. You know,
mm-hmm.
and you put that positive thoughts out there. You put the positive energy out there, and you surround yourself with positive people, and then that's who's gonna gravitate towards you.
And that's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I never question it, you know, different situations because, you know, that higher power always sends good people your way. You
right.
you know how they say it's for a reason or for a season. And, you know, I didn't know that I was going to run into you. A real good dude, you know. Shout out to Polo. Good dude. And everybody that I meet is almost like a domino effect. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, it's been crazy. It's been a wild year. I can say thank you. Blessings, ups and downs, and everything. Thank you for it. It made me stronger in 08, you know what I'm saying? And I think it makes everybody stronger to see, you know, value, you know, what they believe in and you know, and make them work harder, you know, and keep pushing, you know?
Right, right, right. But they have to understand that a dream is only a dream if you don't put action behind it. You know what I mean? You can dream all day long. You can daydream all day long. You can say you want to be this, you want to do that. I mean, I know it's times that I preview my future, you know, or whatever it is that I say I may want, whatever it is that I may say that I want to do, I go and preview it first. You know, if it's that car, if it's that dog or whatever, you know, I go and see that first, you know, and then I know what it is that I'm trying to strive for and stuff, you know, and if it means changing my situations or so, you know, if I'm shooting for $1 million, then I can't continue to hang around $20,000, you know what I mean? So basically I just have to change, you know, my outlook. I have to change what it is that I'm striving for, you know, and, you know, nothing against 20,000. I mean, 20,000 is 20,000. I'll take 20,000 every day. It don't make me no difference. You know what I'm saying? You know, real talk. But what I mean is that, you know, if you can't shoot for one thing, but continue to do the same thing, because now you're contradicting you're contradicting your goals and you're contradicting your vision.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. I think I'm going to have to see you listen.
Give a whole class, big bro, for real.
Nah, I was just getting ready to say, I think I might have to send your listeners a bill, man. Make sure I get everybody's email, because I'm going to send them a bill. Nah, but, you know, again, it's just being able to, you know, to pass on what I've been taught, you know. That's all it is.
Oh, yeah, and yeah, for listeners, man, pick up that book, you know what I'm saying, Do You, by your man, Russell Simmons, man. It's a lot of good knowledge on there, man. For real, for them entrepreneurs, people trying to get on, and pick up Rich Dad, Poor Dad, man, and 24-Hour Grind, man. Start reading, man, for real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Real talk, go out and read, man.
Yeah. There's a lot of tools in these books that that people can use, and they don't know that, you know, that help is there. You know, The Magic of Thinking Big is one of my personal best. The Magic of Thinking Big, I believe that's Dr. Schwartz. Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. I'm sorry. Think and Grow Rich. Napoleon Hill, The Secret. I'm fond of that. Someone really, really special to me introduced me to Salk, which is another great book. Just pick up a book, man, and just get out there and just read, you know, and because again, that's part of your researching also. So you're gonna have to do that regardless.
And that's the truth, man. And I want to send a shout-out to, you know, the Hitman. Support them in their whole movement in regards to Joseph Vision, helping the children out there. It's an outreach program for the youth and stuff, trying to get them on the right path and just help them out, you know, being big brothers in the situation, man. So, you know, support Joseph Vision. They out there doing their thing. You know, www.myspace.com/Joseph Vision. They doing their thing. Support them in their movement, man. Shout-out to all the guests. Everybody that came in, Lush the people's voice. I don't do it for me, I do it for the people. I love the people, and you know what I'm saying? And never forget, you know what I'm saying, even through the good times and the bad times, you know what I'm saying, even if you ain't a spiritual person, you believe in something, man. You know what I'm saying? Get that glory, man, for real, because without some kind of faith, you wouldn't be here. You know what I mean?
That's right.
You know? Real talk, and Bump, like I said, deep down in my heart, I pray that everything you want in life, man, comes true, and that, you know, that this business expands all the way worldwide, international, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's nothing but, you know, that higher power shining on you every single day, man. My blessings are to you and your family. And also, you know, wonderful Merry Christmas and all that, man, for real.
Thank you. Same to you, Lush, and I appreciate you. I appreciate the time. I appreciate your listeners. Every day is a new day. You know, just make the next day one day closer to your goals, basically, you know. But I hope everyone has a happy and a safe and a good year. But hopefully the new year will be even better than what last year or this year is.
That's what it is, man. You know, to all of y'all, man, Merry Christmas. We love you here on Lush Radio, man. You know what I'm saying? If you got stuff y'all want to talk about on the show, email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. If you want to get put on your artist, man, just send your stuff in, man, as long as it's hot. If it's some boo-boo, then I'm going to boo you, okay? But send it in to CEOLessRadioOnline@gmail.com or log on to my networking site at www.LessRadioTheMovement.com. Please make sure you check out www.StrictlyBump1.com and please log on and support them in their movement, please. And they're also on my top friends list if you want contact Bump. It's www.MySpace.com/LessRadioOnline. And they're on my top friends list, so please support them in their movement, man. Seriously, man. They're doing their work, man. For real, man. Also, check out www.trunkhustlers.com, Noe Bonics, and one-stop shop for marketing needs. Anything you need in the industry, man. Downloads, new music, new models, new fashion. Check it out, man. My cousin, my twin, Cool V, check it out. Check out Exclusive Fashion at First. If it's not exclusive, it's not fashion. You know, the Hitman, Joseph Vision, all the people out there, man. You know, Lush Radio support independent entrepreneurs and business owners doing their thing in the industry, man, worldwide, international, representing for the higher power, spreading love and happiness, and teaching people through music, man. This is how I do, you know what I'm saying, Lushy Lush, you know what I'm saying, Bumpity Bump, live in the building, Big Bud dropping them jewels on y'all. Y'all knew y'all wasn't ready for it, but you got it right here on Lush Radio. You already know. I love you, Big Bro.
Same here, Lush, and I appreciate it, man. Thank you for everything, basically.
That's what's up, man. I'm going to call you on the flip side, Big Bro.
Okay.
I'm going to leave y'all off with Eric Moore, Church. Hey, some of y'all do need to go to church. I got some holy water for you. Holla at your girl. And Merry Christmas.
Good evening, Lord. Thank you for this day. Lord, please continue to bless me with the strength do what's right, the courage to deal with all the knuckleheads out there, the conviction to do what I love, and the wisdom to keep preaching the truth to these people. Let's go!
The ruggedness, living through temperance.
Word atheist, where hip-hop is an R&B hear my CD, third eye no longer blind, see me clearly in 3D, now you've been baptized, tonight, the verbal trinity will be, one mic, one crowd, and me, Eric Moore, your poetic Baptist here to practice to preach the gospel of the streets, let those without sin, be the first to pay attention to a life composed of heartache and strife, no stones will be cast, my first verse will be the last. Words heard to resurrect hope for those who chose to cope, as opposed to those who gave in to the temptation of procrastination. Yeah, I know the temptation is strong, and yes, baby, I know that man thinks you wrong. And dude, I know you can only deal with the bullshit for so long, but baby, this is a brand new day. Let that stress go, you got to move on. And if you're too weak, let my words carry you to a world where inner city boys and girls make plans to escape the everyday demands of keeping it real, just to fit in with those who are afraid to try. A place where single black mothers and the generation's revolutionary, and strong, proud black men aren't afraid to cry. I am not a poet. I was not sent here to free you from the likes of Akon, T-Pain, and 50 Cent. I am that soul that was crucified by mainstream radio and was resurrected 3 days later in the form of Rakim when he made Eric B for president. When my people were hungry, I fed their souls with words of nourishment, gave sight to the mentally blind and healed wounded hearts with tales of encouragement. And yet, you still doubt me. I am what haters hate to love because they realize that on any mic, on any stage, in every state, they can't live without me. So behind closed doors, they plan a plot to assassinate my character like Hillary did to Barack, like the Bush administration did to Iraq. But no matter how many times I'm stabbed, and no matter how many times I'm shot,
Yo, the truth can't be stopped. So, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And if the truth hurts, then let me live the rest of my life in pain, because these words that I'm about to say to you right now are true. I am the second coming of the first poet that you ever fell in love with. And if that poet was me, that means I came to life twice that same night and shined my bright light on that same light. It took 6 days for me to birth this verse, and on the seventh day, I rested. So-called followers tested my will, so I perfected my skill. Rehearsed every verse, went to an open mic and blessed it. I am that prodigal son who's been confessing his sins to the world since the first day of my birth. This is not poetry. I am not wordsmith. This ain't spoken words. Yo, this is church.
The ruggedness.